Good day, everyone. This is Mike Zuzulo with the highlights in the grains for this Friday at the Merck. Prices here to end the week have seen a surge of profit-taking by the longs just before lunchtime in Chicago, with soybeans seeing the biggest reversal of around 30 cents lower within 20 minutes of time. Contacts on the floor and at Newswire desks are both suggesting to me that the sudden shift in sentiment came as a result of fears of near-term fundamentals that have taken us higher, i.e. the weather and port logistics problems, could quickly become bearish indicators this weekend if things happen to shift around. It seems as though, therefore, the bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush, the profit-taking by the longs ensuing. With this shift to intraday sell signals in beans, wheat also gave up its 8-cent rally and has moved back to steady. It is interesting to see that the heavy selling we've become accustomed to this past 2 weeks has so far been absent from the wheat. Maybe the better-than-expected weekly export sales and continued talk of drier 6 to 10 day conditions for the southern plains in the noontime weather models are gaining some traction finally. I've also noted that the soybean wheat spread has seen a bit of a reversal here at the end of the week. It'll be interesting to see if this remains the case through the close. Also heading into the close, let's see if the corn market can find a trend to it. Pretty much this whole week it has vacillated as the USDA Ag Forum bearishness has kept it under pressure. Because of this, corn really hasn't, in my view, had a chance to trade the friendly export sales today, Chinese purchases, strong cash basis this whole week, and good ethanol demand on the weekly numbers. It has also seemed to be unable to track with meal and with the Argentine weather. I think corn could therefore hold the key as to how we close this week out. For more information, go to globalanalytics.biz. Please remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.